Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Golder Anthony Maseches Zvachim Daf Chaf Gimel. The second parak called Zvachim Shekibu Daman. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah states that the tzitz is not meratzeh for tumas haguf, tuma of the body. Now this seems to contradict the zignei darim who hold a carbon may be brought on behalf of an owner who is a tamei sheretz and holds that even if he's a tamei meis, the pesach is still valid if it was already brought. The Gemara answers that this mission refers to a Kohen who became Tamei from a Sheretz whose avoda is invalid. The Gemara objects that the Seif of the Mishnah states that if he was Tamei from Tumas Tahom, Tuma of the Deep, meaning previously unknown Tuma, the Tzitz is Meratzeh based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. According to the Zignei Daron, the Mishnah is discussing Tumas Sheretz, but Rabbi Chiya said that the leniency of Tumas Tahom only applies to Tumas Meis, presumably excluding Tumas Sheretz. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Chiya only meant to exclude a case of Tumas Ziva, which is more stringent since it issues from the body. Point number two, the Gemara notes that Rami Bar Chama, who asked if the leniency of Tumas Tahom applies to a Tamei Kohen or only a Tamei owner, certainly did not interpret the Mishnah like the Zignei Daron. According to him, it teaches that the Pesach of an owner who is a Tamei Meis is invalid. This is challenged from a Braisa analyzing when the tzitz is meratzeh. The pasuk says it bears avon hakadshim, the sin of sacred offerings. This cannot refer to avoda with intent of chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano because these are both invalid. It must refer to the sin of tumah, shehutra makal betzibor, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of tumah. Since tumah sheretz is never waived for a carbon tzibor, this must refer to tumas meis, teaching that a pesach is valid, b'di'evid, if it was brought for someone's tameh, thus disproving Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara answers that the Braisa actually refers to Tumas Sheretz, v'shem Tuma Ba'olam, and the Braisa means that the general category of Tuma has a leniency of being waived for a carbon sibur, although the specific Tuma of Sheretz is not. Another version of this exchange is presented. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amabes taught that the avoda of Yoshev, someone sitting, is invalid. Rav Nachman explains that the pasuk which says Hashem chose the Kohen la'amod l'sharis, to stand and to serve, implies la'amida b'charti v'lo l'yeshiva, I chose him for standing but not for sitting. Abraisa says this pasuk teaches mitzvah, the requirement to stand. So when another pasuk says ha'omdim, who stand before Hashem, shana lava kasav l'akiv, the pasuk thereby repeated this requirement to make it critical to avoda. Rava asks Rav Nachman that since Yoshev disqualifies a voda like a czar does, we should say that a Yoshev who performs a voda is liable misbidei shamayim like a czar is. Yet a braisa teaches that Yoshev only violates a prohibition. The Gemara answers that since the Torah taught there is misbidei shamayim for a kohen lacking begadim and one who did not wash his hands and feet, they are shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad, two psukim which come as one to teach the same law, from which we do not derive the law to other cases. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah states that the tzitz is not meratzeh for tumas haguf, tuma of the body. Now this seems to contradict the zignei darim who hold a carbon may be brought on behalf of an owner who is a tamei sheretz and holds that even if he's a tamei meis, the pesach is still valid if it was already brought. The Gemara answers that this Mishnah refers to a Kohen who became tamei from a sheretz whose avoda is invalid. The Gemara objects that the Seif of the Mishnah states that if he was Tamei from Tumas Tahom, Tuma of the Deep, meaning previously unknown Tuma, the Tzitz is Meratzeh based on Halacha Moshe Mesinai. According to the Zignei Daron, the Mishnah is discussing Tumas Sheretz, but Rabbi Chiya said that the leniency of Tumas Tahom only applies to Tumas Meis, presumably excluding Tumas Sheretz. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Chiya only meant to exclude a case of Tumas Ziva, which is more stringent since it issues from the body. Point number two, the Gemara notes that Rami Bar Chama, who asked if the leniency of Tumas Tahom applies to a Tamei Kohen or only a Tamei owner, certainly did not interpret the Mishnah like the Zignei Daron. According to him, it teaches that the Pesach of an owner who is a Tamei Meis is invalid. This is challenged from a Braisa analyzing when the tzitz is meratzeh. The pasuk says it bears avon hakadshim, the sin of sacred offerings. This cannot refer to avoda with intent of chutz l'mkomo or chutz l'zmano because these are both invalid. It must refer to the sin of tuma, shehutra makal betzibor, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of tuma. Since tuma sheretz is never waived for a carbon tzibor, this must refer to tumas meis, teaching that a pesach is valid, b'di'evid, if it was brought for someone's tameh, thus disproving Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara answers that the Braisa actually refers to Tumas Sheretz, v'shem Tuma Ba'olam, and the Braisa means that the general category of Tuma has a leniency of being waived for a carbon tzibur, although the specific Tuma of Sheretz is not. Another version of this exchange is presented. And point number three, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis taught that the avoda of Yoshev, someone sitting, is invalid. Rav Nachman explains that the pasuk which says Hashem chose the kohen la'amod l'sharis, to stand and to serve, implies la'amida b'charti v'lo l'yeshiva. I chose him for standing, but not for sitting. Abraisa says this pasuk teaches mitzvah, the requirement to stand. So when another pasuk says ha'omdim, who stand before Hashem, shana lava kasav l'akev, the pasuk thereby repeated this requirement to make it critical to avoda. Rava asks Rav Nachman that since Yoshev disqualifies avoda like a zar does, we should say that a Yoshev who performs avoda is liable misbidei shamayim like a zar is. Yet Abraisa teaches that Yoshev only violates a prohibition. The Gemara answers that since the Torah taught there is misa bidei shamayim for a kohen lacking begadim and one who did not wash his hands and feet, they are shnei ksuvim habayim ke'echad, two psukim which come as one to teach the same law, from which we do not derive the law to other cases. All right, so now we got our siman daf chaf gimel. Our standard siman is kugelach, which is the game the children play. It's similar to playing jacks. So here goes. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a tamei mace, because the tzitz was maratza. Until they were both disqualified for playing sitting by the judge who yelled, la'amod l'shareis, stand up and serve. So once again, slow motion. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be on daf Chav Gimel. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that the tzitz is not maratz for tumas aguf, tuma of the body. This seems to contradict the zikne darum who hold. A carbon may be brought on behalf of an owner who is tamei sheretz and hold that even if he's a tamei mace, the pesach is valid if it was already brought. The Gemara answers that this Mishnah refers to a kohen who became tamei from a sheretz whose avoda is invalid. The Gemara objects that the sefer of the Mishnah states that if he was tamei with tumas at the home, tumah of the deep, which is previously unknown tumah, that tzitz is maratza based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. According to the Zikne Darum, the Mishnah is discussing tumah sheretz. So at the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a tamei mace, because the tzitz was maratza, which reminds us, the pasuk says regarding the tzitz, it bears avon hakadshim, the sin of sacred offerings. This cannot refer to avoda with intent of chutz kumkoma or chutz lazmanu, because they're both invalid. It must refer to the sin of tuma, shehutra maklala betzibur, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of tuma. Since tumas sheretz is never waived for a carbon tzibur, this must refer to tumas mace, teaching that a pesach is valid b'dieved if it was brought for someone tamei, thus disproving Rami Bar Chama. The Gemara answers that the Braisa actually refers to tumas sheretz b'shem tumah ba'olam, and the Braisa means that the general category of tumah has a leniency of being waived for a carbon tzibur, although the specific tumah of a sheretz is not. So at the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a tamei mace, because the tzitz was maratza, until they were both disqualified for playing sitting by the judge who yelled, la'amod l'shareis, stand up and serve, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amud Beis taught that the avoda of Yoshev, someone sitting, is invalid. Rav Nachman explains that the pasuk which says the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the kohen la'amod u'shareis, to stand and to serve, implies la'amida b'charti v'lo yeshiva. I chose him for standing, but not for sitting. Abraisa says this pasuk teaches mitzvah, the requirement to stand. So when another pasuk says ha'omdim, who stand before Hashem, shana lava kasav l'akev, the pasuk thereby repeated this requirement to make it critical to avoda. So once again, at the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a tamei mace, because the tzitz was maratza, until they were both disqualified for playing sitting by the judge who yelled, la'amod u'sharei, stand up and serve. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazara. Daf Yud Tes. So the siman Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The powerful wind on the yacht. Yacht. That must be more in Daf Yud Tes. The powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, which reminds us, the Gemara presents eight questions about chatzitza for bigdei kahuna. The first one being, nichnas el ruach bevigdo. What if a wind entered the Cohen's clothing, creating space between the beget and his body? Do we require the beget to be physically on his flesh, which it's not? Or do we say, derech levish bakach? This is a normal manner of wearing clothing. So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's would gut him, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which reminds us, a Braisa describes the procedure of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Tanakhama says, Miniach Yadu HaYamanis al Gabi Raglo HaYamanis. He places his right hand upon his right foot and his left hand upon his left foot, Makadish, and he sanctifies them by releasing water from the kiur onto both hands and feet simultaneously. Rabbi Yehuda says he places his hands on top of each other, which he places on top of his feet, which are placed on top of each other, and is Makadish. So the powerful wind on the yacht that blew into Captain Cohen's begadim, separating them from his flesh, and made it difficult for a Cohen on board to stand while doing Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, woke up a Cohen who was Makadish his hands at feet at night, and now needed to be Makadish them again, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas if Lina Mo'elis B'Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. The passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet that occurred the night before, thus requiring a new Kiddush. Dav Chaf, so the Siman Dav Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. Well, one employee at the cafe, that must be more Dav Chaf. Well, one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, which reminds us, Rav Dimi reported that Ilfa asked, according to the opinion that Lina does not disqualify Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, may kiur maushi yapaslu, do the kiur's waters become disqualified overnight? Do we say that since these waters will be used for Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, which is not disqualified overnight, so the kiur's waters similarly remain valid, or perhaps, since they were sanctified in the Kli Shares, meaning the kiur, they become disqualified with Lina like all items sanctified in the Kli Shares? So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kiddush Yadav V'Raglav L'Tumas Hadeshen, if one sanctified his hands and feet before daybreak for the removal of the ashes from the Mizbeach, he does not need to be Mekadosh them again after daybreak, Shekvar Kiddush Metchilas Avoda, because he already sanctified them at the beginning of that day's Avoda. So while one employee at the cafe couldn't wash his hands and feet from the kiur washing station with the waters left overnight, the employee who washed while it was still night when he cleaned out the coffee grinds from the machines didn't need to wash again, unlike the cafe owner who returned after going home in the middle of the night, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does Yetzia, leaving the Azor, disqualify Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Assuming Lina does not disqualify Kiddush, is that because he didn't separate himself from doing Avoda of a Yetzia de Parish, but leaving, whereby he separates himself from doing avoda, asuch mesach taite, he certainly removes his attention from the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and requires a new Kiddush? Or do we say that since he can return to the Azara, he's not mesiach das from his Kiddush? Dav Chaf Alav, so the sim Dav Chaf Alav is a car. So here goes. The Kiyo race car team, race car, that must be more on Dav Chaf Alav, ka. The kiur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the kiur to save time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Malu Kaddish Yadav V'Raglav B'Kiur, what is the halacha? Whether a Kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the kiur, since the pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply v'lo b'socho, but not inside it? Or does it even allow for immersion in the kiur? Our proof is suggestive from a braisa, but it's rejected. So the kiur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the kiur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their kiur-shaped car from its submersion, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that once the kiur is submerged before shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avoda with a varim, he holds gezer shikua, a decree requiring the kiur submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak, when he holds the unsubmerged makiur would be disqualified. So, the kiur race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the kiur to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their kiur-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kiur she'en bo kedei l'kadosh arba kohanim mimenu, a kiur which does not have sufficient water to be mekadosh four kohanim's hands and feet from it, ein mekadoshim bo, the kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, V'rachasu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. Dav Chabez, so the Siman Dav Chabez is a taxi cab. So here goes. The bored cab drivers, that must be more on Dav Chabez. The bored cab driver sitting around the company queue, who are pouring coffee into the queue and taking water out of it, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, call mashim l'mei mikveh, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikveh, which is 40 saw, mashim l'mei queue, can complete the requisite water for the queue. Rapapa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to nasan saw v'natol saw, where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikveh, and then removed a saw from the mikveh. Although the mikveh now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid is bottled to the valid mikveh, which remains valid after some of its water is removed. This process can be used for mikveh as well. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company queue, who were pouring coffee into the queue and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the queue because it doesn't need mayim chaim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas if mikveh must be mayim chaim. So the bored cab driver sitting around the company queue, who were pouring coffee into the queue and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the queue because it doesn't need mayim chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who were walking with the Kohen Tami Meis, who just came from bringing a carbon yachid, which reminds us, the Zikne Darim said that the Mishnah which invalidates a vote performed by Tame only applies to someone Tame from a sheretz, but regarding a Tame Mei, someone contaminated by a corpse, mitok shemaratz betzibur, since he makes communal karbonas acceptable through his avoda, maratz nami biyachid, he also makes private karbonas acceptable. Although a carbon yachid is forbidden for any Tame to bring, even a Tame Meis, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol validates it, b'dieved. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know that the Zikne Darim say that a Tame Meis is Maratze for carbon yachid? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you discuss the requirement to submerge the cure the entire night? That's on Daf Chafalav. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that the source that Avoda of a Yoshev is invalid is from La'amod Usharez? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that the cure must have enough water to be Makadish for Kohanim? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 5. Which daf do Mechokas of Lina Moelis Bekidush Yadayim Raglaim, whether the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new Kiddush? That's on Daf Yates. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that the tzitzis maratzim are avon akadshim, meaning tuma, which is hutra makwala? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss three-cornered and five-cornered garments regarding tzitzis? That's on daf Yud Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we makokas if make cure must be mayim chaim? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do you discuss which tumasah to home applies? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that an onen's avoda regarding a carbon seber is maratze? It affects acceptance. That's on Daf Tezayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.